Adnan Ahmed, EDNA and Space AHME, dictated for Dr. Amar Khaki. Date of service is January the 23rd, 2013. Patient name is Elaine Williams, E-L-A-I-N-E, space W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S. Date of birth is 9/3/1952. Primary care physician is Dr. Charles Baker, C-H-A-R-L-E-S-B-A-K-E-R. Address is 20901 West 7 Mile Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48219. Phone number is 313-532-2000. Fax number is not given. Period. Next paragraph. Reason for a visit. New consult. Period. Next paragraph. Please add above reason for a visit. Cardiology clinic note. Next paragraph. Then reason for a visit. New consult. Next paragraph. Dear colleagues, we had the pleasure of seeing 60-year-old Miss Williams, who's a very pleasant African-American female with the past medical history of hypertension, non-obstructive coronary artery disease, status post left heart cath, done in November 2010, period. She is in our cardiology clinic today as the reason for a new consult. Period. Next paragraph. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of some shortness of breath associated with chest heaviness. The patient but the patient denies any orthopnea or PND. Period. The patient also complains of palpitations once in a while, but denies any syncope or near syncope. Period. The patient denies any headaches or blurry vision. Period. The patient does complain of claudications when she walks around the block, and she describes the feeling of leg heaviness. Period. The patient also complains of pain associated with swelling in the upper extremities bilaterally. Period. The patient is right now compliant with her medications and follows up with the primary care physician regularly. Period. Next paragraph. Past medical history. Past medical history significant for number one, hypertension. Number two is non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Period. Next paragraph. Past surgical history. Past surgical history is significant for a left heart cath done in November 2010. Period. Next paragraph. Social history. The patient has been a smoker for the past 30 years. Right now she is trying to cut down on smoking, and she smokes 2 to 4 cigarettes per day. Period. The patient denies any use of alcohol or any illicit drugs. Period. Next paragraph. Family history. The family history is significant for coronary artery disease, hypertension, and diabetes mellitus, as well as cancer. Type unknown. Period. Next paragraph. Allergies. The patient is allergic to flu vaccine. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Current medications. Currently, the patient is taking number one, folic acid. Number two is multivitamins. One tablet oral QD. Next medication are blood pressure medications. Okay. Next paragraph. The patient do not remember any medications right now, so we have advised the patient to bring all her medications in the next visit after 2 weeks, so that we could know the dosage and what kind of drug the patient is taking. Period. Next paragraph. A physical examination. Next paragraph. Vital signs. On today's visit, patient blood pressure is 133 is 82, heart rate is 76 beats per minute, weight is 162 pounds, height is 5 feet 6 inches. Period. Rest of the physical examination, please copy and paste from the template of normal physical examination. Period. Next paragraph. Diagnostic investigations. Diagnostic investigation number one is EKG done on 123-2013, which shows heart rate of 76 beats per minute with the left axis deviation and sinus rhythm. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is left heart cath done on November the 22nd, 2010 at Harper Hospital, which shows left main is normal with LAD shows 30% mid stenosis. Period. D1 and D2 are small. Period. The left circumflex is normal. Period. The OM1 and OM2 are normal. Period. The RC is dominant and shows 30% mid stenosis. Period. The overall impression is that of a non-obstructive coronary artery disease. Period. Next paragraph. Next investigation is 2D echocardiogram done on November the 23rd, 2010, which shows normal left ventricular size with an ejection fraction of 55%. Period. There was trace tricuspid regurgitation with moderate MR. Period. Next paragraph. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment and plan number one is chest pain. On today's visit, the patient is complaining of some chest heaviness associated with shortness of breath, as the patient is a known case of non-obstructive coronary artery disease, and she has not been compliant previously with her medications. So right now we have decided to perform a percentine nuclear stress test, as the patient has known risk factors for it. The patient is at age of 60 years with a smoking history of 30 years and also increased blood pressure. So we have advised the patient to undertake a percentine stress test, and we will follow up the patient in a period of 2 weeks to go over with the results of stress test. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is shortness of breath. The patient is complaining of some shortness of breath associated with palpitations. As the patient's echocardiogram done in the year of 2010 showed some moderate mitral regurgitation with trace tricuspid regurgitation. The patient is also a known case of non-obstructive coronary artery disease with known risk factors. So for the purpose of shortness of breath, we have advised a 2D echocardiogram for the patient just to evaluate the left ventricular function with the valvular disease status. And we will follow up the patient in a period of 2 weeks to go over with her test results. Period. Next paragraph. Next plan is peripheral arterial disease screening. The patient has been complaining of severe claudication in his lower extremities as well as upper extremities. Period. The patient is hypertensive with known risk factors for peripheral arterial disease. So we have advised the patient ABI of the lower extremities. Period. We have also advised her arterial duplex ultrasound of the upper extremities for the same purpose of claudication. As the patient says, as she does some work, she starts feeling some pain. Next paragraph. Next plan is hypertension. On today's visit, patient's blood pressure is 133/82, which is under the limit. The patient is on some medications for blood pressure control, but the patient do not remember the name of the blood pressure medication. So we advise the patient to bring all her medications during the next visit. Right now we have advised the patient to continue on the same meds. Adhere to a low salt and a low fat diet, and keep on monitoring her blood pressure at home, and we will see her back in a period of 2 weeks to go over with her blood pressure symptoms again. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for allowing us to participate in the care of Miss Williams. Period. Our phone number has been provided to her to call with any questions or concerns. We will see Miss William back in a period of 2 weeks to go over the results of stress test, echo, and the ABI, as well as the arterial or ultrasound of the upper extremities. In the meanwhile, she is advised to see her primary care physician for the continuity of care. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Adnan Ahmed, dictating for Dr. Amir Kaki. Period. Next paragraph. This is the end of dictation.